We have an agenda. For this, we are, you know, discussing about cloud, about virtualization, and you have the first question for the audience. Maybe you are not representing, working for some cloud service providers? Here? Yes? Telcos? Not? End companies? Or you have your own company? Okay, we can see that you are sysadmins or cloud admins. You are managing cloud infrastructure in your daily basis? Yes. Cloud admins, not? Okay. Perfect. Let's see, what about all this stuff about the edge? Because you know the edge is a lot of your marketing, and there are some people, you know, that are working, telcos, that have to cover at the end to provide connectivity, you know, at the in mile, you know, for IoT platforms. The context more or less with the edge is this. I want to introduce more or less what is the situation now, the vision, you know, in this case for Europe. The idea for Europe maybe is something that you, yes, is real, that now in 2025 we have more than 80%, no, that this smart connected object is, which represent the computation, you know, that we are using, in this case distributed, maybe with AI is not in this way. But in this case, that at the end for decentralized computing facilities in hyperscalers, we are not scaling like planet, okay? With this, and with the idea from the Commission to have these 10,000 edge nodes by 2030, they will define about the, this, what is the kind of these edge nodes, and at the end, we can, our enterprises will be reached 70% of cloud services, you know, by 2030. This is more or less, you know, you have your ball and you have the future here. And at the end, we want to focus in 5G. My colleague previously explained how, in this case, Open Nebula is trying to cover in this vertical too, you know, but it's clear that edge, you know, is in, you know, directly connected to 5G, you know, and distributed systems. For this, there is a specific, you know, the Edge Computing Observatory. We know it more or less taxonomies to see that we are talking the same, or we are, well, we are in the same page, not? With this in mind, what about edge? I don't know if you have any definition. One of the main drivers for the edge is latency, as you can imagine. Yes? Have you seen another thing out of latency? To distribute these services more near the user, to have, you know, more video streaming, 4K, 8K, I don't know. We have the security part, you know, at the end, in the edge, we are in a different condition than in our country edge data centers or our on-prem, no? And more or less we can define with this. We have to do that if we are below 20 milliseconds of latency, we are near the edge. This is, you know, the current, you know, definition. With this in mind, let's go. Well, to fulfill these kind of things, we have a specific program. It was presented in the last FOSDEM last year, and we will present the first outcomes of this program. This program is about 3 billion euros that the different member states, you know, are providing to solve these kind of things. The first is to, you know, to enable this multi-provider, real multi-provider cloud edge continuum. In this case, Open Nebula was born some years ago, thinking about that we need private clouds. 2025, we are in the same way. We need private clouds. Only that these private clouds can be consumed or built in a different ways. It's going to appear this edge. What is our idea in our own project in the IPCI? It's at the end, we have all this technology stuff that has to be distributed in the continuum until, you know, the platforms that can be some thousands of kilometers, you know, of your offices or of your user, maybe, or that is near the devices that need this kind of connectivity. With this driver of latency, we can see at the end that we need some technological stuff to cover this. And this is what we are working for. In this case, the vision of Open Nebula, as you know, is that we are working now in like in silos, and to distribute all this computing is only, you know, based in verticals. You are using a provider, if you're using your CSP, and your business model is to have more data centers well connected, you know, to distribute services, but under your own, you know, technological stack, okay? With Open Nebula, we are working, you know, to reduce this and to unlock the market, because every company can, you know, distribute and have a real multi-cloud private, you know, infrastructure. This is something that we are working. And for today, you will see, I am excited today at something that I want to explain to you, because when we are talking about live migration, like the last talks, you are very focused to the same data center. Today, you will see another thing that is very different, and maybe you can see, oh, but okay. This wow effect, I don't know, we will try. With this in mind, we are building a stack. Another stack, yes, but to cover this, okay? Yes, but to cover this. The idea for this stack that we call BIRT Aura, Aura, you know, is the continuous reference architecture that we are working with 120 companies in Europe in this large program, is want to do this. Here is some people, it's represented that is participating in BIRT Aura. Virtra, if you maybe, but the O is the continuous. With this in mind, all the links that you have in, you know, in the FOSDEM website, all these companies are in this cluster. You can see, and this is for my first questions. You can be represented some CSPs like IONOS, ARCIS, LISWEB, some telcos, and some, you know, companies that are producing technology, can be open source or not. In our case, it's 100% open source. You can install Open Nebula, download from GitHub, and go with a quick start, as you know. Okay. With this in mind, on all these companies for this virtual cluster, we are organizing this stack for integration. For instance, Phoenix is a company from Poland that are doing producing the Phoenix RTO. I don't know, you know, for IoT, open source RTO operating systems that can be integrated in this formula. From the application like this, like the operating system, until, you know, the providers that will provide bare metal. In this case, it's important we are in the game of bare metal consumption. Because with Open Nebula, if we want to, you know, avoid locking, we have to be more or less free. Your cloud, your roles. The infrastructure can be from another party. Okay? With this in mind, let's go with all the supply chain, that only to understand the demo. For this Open Nebula Next Generation, you know, and to cover all these continuous challenges, has to be aligned, you know, to be very agnostic about this bare metal consumption, but at the end, organizing in some way how we consume this, like with tools like Terraform, with OpenTofu, Ansible, okay? We will provide for all these distributed clusters some technologic extensions. For instance, you have to, deploy a specific application for AI federated learning, for instance, something that we will explain in another talk after this. You need GPU support. You have, you know, more or less some confidential capabilities, maybe in ARM. These kind of things will be covered or is being covered by technology extensions and this next generation Open Nebula. And at the end, for what? For the workload. All these applications and services at the end has to be, you know, in some way easily distributed, you know, in the continuum. For who? For at the end, to fulfill the users. That can be, you know, some different use cases from railway operations, critical infrastructure, cloud service providers, and so on. Okay? And this is the complete sub-chain. With this in mind, there is another thing that appears here, the Data Act. You know about this? Something that is not, we have to follow, and all around the egress, no, will be free, no, in this case. I don't know. If we receive from hyperscalers and CSPs some, you know, some increasing of the price, but it will be real. With this in mind and this idea, we are following something. Okay. We are following that we have to orchestrate this kind of infrastructure. As you can see here, this is real. This is the first testbed of, you know, the EPCI around virtualization and orchestration. And you can see here represented some different companies. You can see hyperscalers. You can see some companies that are offering bare metal, like Equinix. They are research centers, computing centers, some CSPs that are providing, you know, nested virtualization, you know, through VMs. And at the end, we build this first testbed to fulfill the first test that with this idea. If we've seen the architecture, you know Open Nebula, not more or less. We have a specific front end that is now here in BIT, in the Netherlands. BIT is a CSP offering, you know, some EOS and managed services. And with this front end, you know, we have an initial marketplace. You think Wonky is our cluster distribution. MinIO, you know, for to have your own S3 storage services, you know, that can be distributed, and the typical WordPress, you know, that always is in the demos. Okay. With this in mind, we will demonstrate today that we are capable to have three things. We will demonstrate the scalability, portability, you know, I think that is the best one, and interoperability. Okay. With, in this case, Open Nebula, you can do these kind of things now, 2025, with different providers, you know, that are, you know, exposing different APIs and different ways to do things. But at the end, the way here is we are consuming bare metal, okay? With this testbed, as we explained, for next steps, we will go with real-world use cases around Europe. Is something that is open. Please, if you are working for a CSP and you're interested to be involved in this, there is now an open call that is funded by Europe, you know, to go with Open Nebula, in this case, and all this stack technology, and start or be in the game. Okay, let's go. About the overall of the architecture. If you don't know Open Nebula, this front end at the end, that can be, you know, on premises. At the end, we have different ways, you know, to deploy the solution. You know, is orchestrating all these clusters that are distributed in all these member states. Okay, you can see from Amazon Web Services, from Bionos, Equinix, or a university, a supercomputing in Gdansk, in Poland. Okay, let's go with the first. And checking my clock. Let's go. About the scalability. In this case, with all this orchestrated, we can do these kind of things. The first that we can do here, why not, is to distribute, in this case a WordPress, 2,000 machines on all this infrastructure, as you can see from our front end, and at the end, okay, see how is our orchestrator is distributing, you know, in all these clusters. You can see the pitches, you know, to have in the same way, you know, the workload done, okay? And here, I'm sure that will appear, and what about networking, no, for instance? And at the end, each, you know, cluster has its own networking capabilities and offering public floating IPs to the workload, okay, directly. All that we saw, at the end, we will have these 2,000 machines, not in 2 seconds, it's clear. In this case, it's WordPress is a service that is with Alma Linux and all this stuff. But you can do from the same, you know, front end. Add for people from DevOps, DevSecOps, it will be, can be automated, you know, with our Terraform driver, you know, with our specific API, you know, with, you know, Java, Ruby, etc. With this in mind, well, for the second experiment, interoperability. It is more complete. In this way, we will go, you know, and we reduce the complexity for this. And the idea is from Arsys from Space in Logroño, we will, you know, deploy MinIO, you know. In this case, we have two and one key for us, only we have with some configuration with this appliance. We are MinIO in our marketplace. You can see, you know, that we will, you know, reduce TLS, open an 80 only to avoid the SSL certificate. But we can, you know, deploy, in this case, in Gdansk, why not, this appliance digitally, you know, and we want to do the same in the rest of the sites that are, you know, here in this testbed represented. Okay. You can see here, we can use the credentials that we put, you know, in the context for this template and go to this. Okay. Next, portability. And this is something that we have, I think that we have, or we can have some extra discussion, because it's important to see how we did this experiment. In this case, ta-chan, ta-chan, what we will do? Okay, with this in mind, the idea, you know, is to have, or to do a live migration of a VM that now is in Equinix, in this bare metal, to another location, live migration. Okay, between different data centers that are managed, you know, in the same way, Open Nebula is doing this. You have the same management layer from Equinix, you know, to, you know, in this case will be Dansk. You know, and whether you know the process here, based in our front end, you will see the process that is in this way. And this is more or less about the networking thing. We will, you know, go with a specific of our marketplace, a specific WordPress, in this case that we will deploy in Equinix directly. With this in mind, the typical, the information, credentials. Okay, about the network, we will, you know, we will see in Equinix public and private network. And with this in mind, we will proceed, you know, you will see here. We will be deploy this in, you know, in Amsterdam, so Equinix provider. And now we will go, you know, to do this operation. You know, it will depend, you know, about, you know, the network, these kind of things. But from the front end, you can do this live migration, you know, and when we are, you know, in Poland, we can, you know, attach another NIC with the new IP that you know have the front end. And in this case, we were, you know, in Amsterdam, 2 seconds, we are in Poland, okay? Okay. Perfect. I only want to maintain there this one. Okay. This was done, okay? Is the first time that you see this? Live migration among two different sites, different providers? Yes? Yes. Yes. It's only that they can be important. You know, in FOSDEM 2025, the first time that we saw this, more or less, you know, in like a, with public networks, you know, and agnostics to the provider. No, it's the
public IP. When you change the NIC, it's changing the public IP from one cloud to the other.
Directly. Okay. And yes, the question, we can go to the question and then we are at the end. Yes. Yes, it's a manual action that can be automated, you know, so DNS change of the, okay, you can do all this. It's only to, you know, to illustrate the case. And yes, only for, we saw this, it's clear. You have the presentation, all the YouTube video. With this, and this to the end, what we are doing for Nest, and maybe, no, you, we can be presenting in the next, force them some results. We will go with another applications. And the important here is the benchmarking results. But for this kind of operations, you are using public networks. You know, you are very conditioned with this. And with this in mind is something that we are working now. Now is there is an overlay network for una Vicky's LAN that is distributed for all these providers, if you want to see some details. With this, two main things. This open call for CSPs, please, you can check our web. And if you're interested in being this kind of projects, you are welcome, you know, to be part of Open Nebula Systems and change, you know, the European and the market. Perfect. Thanks for your attention. And questions, please, out of the first question. Yes, hello. Yes. Sorry, that didn't.
I'm failing to understand the point of doing a live migration of a VM if you need to change the public IP that the VM has, because you will disrupt network connection, right? So what is the point of doing live migration if you disrupt the server?
You're disrupting, you know, in this. Yes, the question is that for this live migration that we are doing in this innovation, you know, project is the first phase to go with no disruption. If you automate this, you can, you know, lose some pings like you are doing in your data center. Here only is to illustrate that we can do this, but if you automate everything, you can go like a near live migration. We can show a warm migration, cold migration, but we will be near the live migration. The second question here is about what we are changing now, the IP, because it's the current conditions that we have with the network, is some people, is what we introduce the edge. You can say that maybe you can use Cloudflare, not, or another balancer, to have, you know, the service, you know, and you can, you know, do this operation. But for some use cases in the edge, the driver is latency. You cannot go with this kind of approach. It's more or less the idea. I don't know if this question can appear, but it's the answer. But we can discuss you, okay? Yes, for the... About features? Yes, and the question is that we have some comparison, you know, with some of another solutions, no, like Proxmox. Yes, we have a specific some studies that you can check in our, you know, in our blog, that there is a specific comparison from VMware with OpenNebula, OpenStack with OpenNebula, and Proxmox with OpenNebula. Some of the highlights for this that you mentioned perfectly is multi-tenancy and this cloud, you know, multi-cloud consumption. You know, this is out of the prices. That can be another, you know, way to compare. But this is the two main things. Okay. Thanks. You have in separate way. Yeah, you can see. But it's one by one, not, you know, this. Okay. Yeah. Yes, the news for this is that the question is that about in confidential computing, what is the plan? No? For us, the first is that in the next quarter, the ARM packages for all the your raspberries, no, will be available, you know, in 2 months, you know, for testing. Okay, this is the first. The second about confidential, we have some feature with the data, you know, in REST, but in use we are working to have, in this case, a constrained device through ARM and confidential. You know, there are some projects that working with this. You know, Linaro. I don't know if you were in the confidential dev room. No, about attestation, no verifiers. We are working with this in mind, and will be, you know, I think in the fourth quarter in our roadmap.
Okay, so they can check with your request, and then they will use some hardware, cryptographic hardware for data.
Yes, the TE at the end will be consumed, you know, by the manufacturers, Intel or AMD or ARM. Okay, I think that the time is up, but we will be here, some people from OpenNebula. Thanks for your time.